Lili Nishmas of Kleinemus Kamish Ben Rili Melech, Peya Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph, Meimas I call Odom Mutar and Beleket. When can we assume that Daniim are no longer going to be taking anymore and have given up, and every person can start taking from the leftover? So the Mishnah says, Misha Yelchu HaNemoshos, when the Nemoshos leave. Nemoshos is another name. The Rav says it can either be a name for older people, or it's the Aniim that are stragglers, the last Aniim that would come. There are different sets of Aniim that would come. The last ones, the stragglers, those are called the Nemoshos. So either way, when they would leave, then one would be allowed, whether one was rich or poor, one would be allowed to take anything that was left over. And the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, the reason that you're allowed to take it is because Leket and Peya and all these Matanos Aniim, they don't have a Din Kedusha to them. The Torah just says, Tazoivosom. It doesn't say that you have to give it to them. There's no mitzvah to give it to them. There's mitzvah to leave it for them. But if there's no more Aniim because they're gone, then one is allowed to take it. So that's Leket. The Mishnah continues, Beperet v'oilelois. But what about Peret and Oilelois, which is by grapes? Here it's Mishayelchu Haniim Bekerem V'yavoyu. Here it's when the Aniim would go and come back and then finally leave, which means, the Mefarshim explain, that the first Sol Tosfos Yom Tov that we're dealing with, where the Aniim would come collect, and then they'd leave, and then another set of Aniim would come and collect again. And when those would leave, then one would be able to take the Peret and Oilelois. Now here we don't find the Lashon of Nemoshos, the older people, those stragglers, but why not? At least if you learn the Pshat as the older people, how come we don't say the same Lashon here? So the Yerushalmi says, because older people, when it comes to grapes, they would actually get there early, because it's very chaviv to them. But other foods were not as chaviv to them. So that's why, by Leket, you'll find that they were the last ones there. But when it comes to Peret and Oilelois, they were probably one of the first ones there. Uvezesim, and with olives, Mishiteir when the second rain falls. Now the second rain, we're dealing with the Revi'a Beinonis, that the second season of rain, like the Rambam explains in the Mishnayos, the year had different seasons of rain, and depending on the year, whether it was Me'ucher or Beinoni, or what's called Lashon Bechira, it depends when. So the Beinoni, the middle one, was, according to the Rambam, was Chaf Gimel Mar Cheshvan. And the Mefarshim say here also, we don't say the Nemushos, also with the Revi'a Shnia, because now, at this time of the year, in the middle of Mar Cheshvan, it starts getting cold, and the older people would not be out. And the Tosfos Yom Tov says, and even if you learn the other Pshita, the Rav, that it means the stragglers, that the sets of Aniim that would come after those sets, so when it's cold also, there's not a lot of fruit left over anymore because of the climate. Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'alo Yesh She'enem Moiskines, Zei Seimel Ola Acher Revi'a Shnia. So Yehuda says, but there were people that did not, Moskim, the Rav says, is a lashon of cutting. They wouldn't cut their olive trees until after the second rain. So they wouldn't even be cut then. So of course people would be going out. Daniim would for sure be going out because that's when the people would actually cut the olives. So they knew that it was only afterwards that there'd be olives available in the field. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedei she'a ani yoytze v'lo yeh mevi ba'arba isaros. That the ani, it has to be a time where there's so little fruit out, so little olives, that an ani would know that if he would go out, there would not even be enough for him to bring back enough olives that are worth 4 isaros. So what's the 4 isaros? What's this din of 4 isaros? So 4 isaros is the amount that's needed for 4 meals. So 2 meals would be for him, and 2 meals would be for his wife. And if an ani would know if he would go out and have enough for 4 meals, then he would go out. Anything less than that, he wouldn't. Now, the significance also of 4 meals is that when an ani goes from l'makom l'makom, the Rav explains by tzedaka, they're supposed to give him enough for 4 meals, which is 2 pundions. Every iser equals a half a pundion. So 4 isarim is going to be 2 pundionim. And therefore, 2 pundion, 1 pundion is going to be 2 meals, that would be just for him, and 2 pundions would be 4 meals, 2 for him and 2 for his wife. Therefore, 4 isarim is going to be 2 pundionim, which is 4 meals, as we just explained. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, though.